everybody, and welcome to episode number 28 of Girl Fight. My name is Nicole Tanner, and I am your host today. I'm joined by Jessica Chobot.
Hello.
Christine Steimer.
Hello there.
Dana Jungle Ward.
Hi.
And Megan Sullivan.
Woohoo!
So, there's not a lot of announcements to do. Our topic is going to be the Supreme Court discussion, so we'll get into that a little bit later. But let's go ahead and get started with what we're playing. Christine, you weren't here last week. Why don't you start?
I'm so tired. I've been busy reviewing everything that's coming out. Last week, I had a Dragon Age preview. I had Undead Nightmare review and The Sims 3 console review, and put together the Fallout New Vegas second opinions and stuff like that. So that's fun. Red Dead got a 10 for me because... And that's, for those that you don't know, is on a scale. I'm comparing it to other DLC. It's not compared to retail games, so please stop freaking out. yeah, I thought it was really good value. It's a lot of fun. It's totally campy, and that's the way they want it to be, which is awesome.
Cool.
Sims 3 got a good score. You know, it's The Sims. But
what'd you give it?
It's 7.5. But it just, it can get a little framey, and sometimes the controls are a little bit annoying, and it's just
Sims.
One town, which is really, really irritating. Yeah, so, like, once you've played through, you know, maybe twice, you're gonna be like, all right, I know all these people, I don't really care. I don't, you know, it sort of gets boring.
Well, you can still get rid of all of them and just make all your own people, right?
You can, yes, you can go in with an old new house, however... At the beginning of the game,
if you make your own household, you're
stuck with the same two houses. You can either have a one bedroom or a three bedroom.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's the same. I mean, you're like, oh.
Oh, so you can't just construct your own house?
No,
you can't afford to.
Yeah, you can't.
You,
you
can't afford
have
to buy
money.
It at the beginning.
Okay. Got
yeah.
It.
So I mean, eventually, if you have all of your little worker bees, like I do, I fill a house up with twin beds and then just have everybody work, except for my one good character.
Wow.
Who gets to do whatever she wants.
Christine's a slave driver.
I was just like, that sounds like slave labor.
Yeah. But I do give them all jobs that they are good at and they enjoy.
Okay.
Well, that makes life a lot easier to bear, that's for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. So then, you know, then I also reviewed Poke Park.
How is that?
Wait, I don't want to listen. Spoilers. Okay. I want to play it.
This is not a game you can spoil. It's a kid's game.
I'm just kidding.
But it's a good, you know, good kid's game. It's really fun, really cute. It's hard not to smile when you're playing it. Cause you're like, oh, everything's adorable. And it's funny because one of the ways you quote unquote make friends with these Pokemon is you run into them. Like you play a game of chase and then you just like slam into them and they just go flying.
Wow.
And it's really funny.
Nintendo has a lot of DS games coming out that I had no idea were, like, I think I'm just not, I'm off of what
that's a Wii
Nintendo
game,
had. Poke Park. Oh, right,
yeah,
it
Poke
is.
Park,
yeah,
Wii,
yeah, but
Adventure.
Well, like, but a lot of Nintendo, because I didn't know Poke Park was coming out. I didn't know Fling Smash was coming out. I'm just way, you know, and like, until the games are showing up in the office. And then I just got, there's a new Donkey Kong DS game.
There is?
Yeah, I just got a box copy of it in the
Poke
mail
Park's
right before I came down.
First game, first Pokemon first game that I want to play
on
since
the Wii.
Like Pokemon Snap.
Yeah.
I mean, just because it's cute and you can actually
it's cute,
be
it's fun.
The
you
character.
Play,
right.
You, most of the game you're playing with the Wiimote horizontally.
Uh-huh.
So it's, you know, just like an NES controller. And
I find it so hilarious that so many developers are just like, screw this.
Oh,
but just hold it sideways.
Just hold it sideways, which you do when it works, but. Then for the like the mini games and all that stuff, they use motion controls.
Uh-huh.
And they vary that up really well, so you're not feeling like you're doing the same stuff over and over again, which is good.
Cool.
But yeah.
How about you, Jess?
Well, so I gave Fallout New Vegas another shot after our last podcast, had an absolute conniption fit.
Within about an hour,
within,
I think.
Within
an
hour. And then basically gave it.
Yeah.
Did it Dana?
Did it
I did my husband
more or was
no,
it?
I just don't like it. And this is the thing. So then I gave up on that and finished Fallout 3, which I am so glad I gave a second shot because I had a blast with it. Got a little tedious in parts. Spoiler alert potentially, but when you get to the end and you have the robot war machine that you're following. Oh, that was so cool.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
and
definitely
so
the coolest part.
The whole thing was, I enjoyed it. I liked the story a lot better than what New Vegas is trying to do. I found the landscape. Granted, it's, you know, still a wasteland, but I did find the landscape more interesting.
you know, I hadn't gotten obviously that far in New Vegas, and I'm sure once you actually manage to get to Vegas, it's probably pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But just the concept of this old weird, like, 50s, 60s pseudo sci-fi destruction to me was more intriguing than Las Vegas. Probably because I don't like Las Vegas in real life. Yeah.
So dude, you made my husband so happy because he loves Fallout 3 and the Mojave Desert. So I thought he was like, ooh!
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing I was saying before in the last podcast, the whole concept of this like bombed out pseudo-Western Vegas-y thing just wasn't up my alley. What really ended up irritating me actually was, you know, I would post Twitter comments and stuff about how I just happened to not like New Vegas, and all these replies started coming in like, what's your problem? You don't know what you're talking about, and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, hey, jackasses, I have a right to not like a game. Yeah. Thank you very much. I didn't review it. I didn't give it a score, but I bought it. And you know what? That was $60 I wish I spent on something else.
Yeah.
So go suck it, because I'm tired of listening to your crap.
On my IGN wall, when I rated GTA 4 at 8, there were like 50 people who were like, do you realize you gave that an 8? Like, they thought it was a mistake. Like, how could I possibly just give that game an 8? I'm like, no, I meant it.
Listen, I understand your passion for a game that you enjoy. Yeah. I am right there with you and have many titles that I am like, how could you possibly think that that? But would I take the time to go out of my way to go text that person or email that person or be like, screw you, lady, you don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You
know
what?
So aggressive. I think
the day that I write a review for it, maybe then you can get on my wall and bitch. But until that point, you better shut your mouth.
No, but you know what? You know what? Even then, no, because it's just a review. It doesn't matter. If you like the game, that's okay.
And that's the thing.
Not everybody has to agree with you.
And that's the thing. I love Fallout 3. I just happen to not like New Vegas.
Yeah.
If you like Fallout 3 and you like New Vegas, good for you. You know, I'm not trying to take away from the experience from you.
Yeah.
Just because you know my opinion, when you get on your console, does that suddenly make you all butt hurt about New Vegas?
You're like, no, it does not. Like this
and
game.
If it
I
does, then you should probably not be reading our article.
Maybe they're all in love with you and that's just,
no,
just shatter
just
their
that
image
of some
of
them are
of
little
you.
A-holes.
Yes, I
well,
agree.
That is true.
I'm in a really crabby mood today. If
no!
You can tell. because of the commute this morning was a living hell.
Oh,
and the fact that San Francisco decided, which oddly enough we can kind of tie into what we're going to talk about today, decided that the government has the right to now ban toys Happy Meals rather than just, hey, here's an idea, parents. Don't feed your kid Happy Meals every freaking day and they won't get fat.
Or make them
exercise. I might want to go and get a Happy Meal and get that strawberry shortcake toy. Just might want to do it. In fact, I did it today. Yeah. Just to say, despite screw them. You, San Francisco. Okay, rant's over.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, so anyway, I finished Fallout 3. And now I'm thinking about going through my back library that I've started games halfway and haven't finished or whatever. And Pokemon.
Yeah.
I'm going to play that for sure, which will probably be the first time I played anything on my Wii in at least a year. At least, which is saying
Kirby
something.
Kirby was the first. I've been playing that as well, on and off when I have time. And that I was like, wow, it's been like 2 years or something or more since I've turned this thing on. I was
how does it work? You forget how long it's been since you actually turned on your Nintendo because, you know, we get a lot of games. I mean, maybe if you're at home and you're not playing or getting that influx of games thrown in front of your face as often, it doesn't seem, you know, you have a better concept of time.
Yeah.
But like, we've got such a high turnover rate here that I think, oh, yeah, I played my Wii like 2 weeks ago. And it's like, no, like
no,
2 years
ago.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. How about you, Dana?
I haven't been playing much that exciting. I've been doing some Facebook games, some for to write up. There was a CSI game that came out.
Dragon Age Facebook game is coming.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Dragon
are
Age
you serious?
Legends?
Yes. February.
Dragon Age
February.
Legends.
Oh, that's going to be it for me. That, I just got
and
sucked
you can
to
unlock things.
Here's what will be interesting.
Oh,
yeah.
Can I toss in really fast? Yeah. I also forgot to mention, I played, what was the DLC with Morgan?
Witch Hunt.
Witch Hunt. Ah, not good.
Yeah.
No,
I was really disappointed.
I still haven't played it, but I think the reason why I keep delaying is because I keep hearing people go, it's really disappointing.
Yeah, Charles didn't like, well, because I previewed it, and what I thought I previewed, I didn't realize that was it. and then Charles and I were talking about it. I was like, wait, what? They don't explain any of this? It just dumps you off? Like, it's a cliffhanger, essentially. And you're like, oh. It's kind of stupid.
Yeah. And it's a bad cliffhanger. It's really quick. It's a bad cliffhanger. It doesn't make a lot of sense what they talk about when they're talking. I'm just bummed.
So I played the end of it, but I was like, oh, well, it's gonna explain all of this, like, as you know, through your journey, right?
Right.
Like, that should be the way it goes, and apparently it does not.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Okay. Good
so sorry for interrupting.
That's okay. So there's a CSI Facebook game, which actually does a decent job of mimicking CSI, which I was pretty impressed with. Although at the end of the day, it's just like waiting for more energy and clicking stuff again. So it would be nice if there was more game in it. And then I also started playing. It's Simply Hospital.
Now it was
Sim Hospital, and then it's now probably Simply Hospital because so EA doesn't sue them because it's not EA.
Yeah.
Simply Hospital still works, though.
Yeah.
I like that title.
So, which is pretty decent for a Facebook game.
No energy required in that one, which is nice.
And
no
then,
energy required?
Yeah. Well, like, you know, most, like any Facebook game, you have, like, you have a finite amount of energy to do things, and then you can usually, they will offer some sort of thing where you can drink some sort of substance to get more energy, but you usually end up having to spend actual cash to get that. Like, they'll give you some.
Yeah. Or you can stop playing, wait for 8 hours, and it'll
recharge.
Yeah. So the Simply Hospital does not have that mechanic at all.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So you can play it whenever you want. There's no penalty for if you don't get back to it at a certain time or anything like that.
It's
really cool. The premium stuff is all just that. It's
so
like
vanity. Are you just running a hospital or are you being like more of a doctor where you're doing surgery?
No, you're running a hospital. So
I'm researching. Yeah. And you're researching illnesses and, you know,
and it's got a really wacky sense of humor. Like some of the illnesses
Japanese
are like,
developed.
Yeah. Our lamp man, which is a guy who comes into the hospital with just a light
bulb
head.
Right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And there's zombie syndrome and the way
so
that these things are treated
is
funny. So,
And then the other thing that I started doing, so up until now, my daughter, who is almost two, we've only done iPhone games, but for the What They Play gift guide, I've been having to look at a couple of early childhood games. They're both Sesame Street themed, but there are very few early childhood console games out there, which you don't think about it until you sit down and watch like a five-year-old trying to do controls, and you don't have, I mean, it is really, really hard for them to usually get it to work right. Like, I've watched my niece get really frustrated while she's watching her brother, who's 4 years older than her, just be like, I want to be able to do this. Mm-hmm. So it's a really simplified control scheme, which is kind of cool. And it's all very educational based. Like, the Cookie Monster one is a counting and shapes one, and then the Elmo one is like an alphabet one. So, but that was kind of fun to do for the first time. She's still way too little to do the controls, but we were actually like, you know, it's simple enough that she can point at the screen and, you know, we're like, oh, okay, which shape should we pick and that sort of stuff. So that was kind of cool. It was, I don't ever do TV with her except when she's sick because I just don't. But it was nice having, like, it was nice having her, like, sitting on my lap and it was, like, something we were doing together where as opposed to if I was just putting her in front of a TV show and I'd be like, all right, great. Mm-hmm. Watch Pingu. Enjoy.
Cool.
So that was, so if you do have really young kids, it's one that they could actually do. Because you're just tilting, you're holding the Wii Remote, like, side to side, and you're just tilting to make, and then pressing the two, and that's it. Like, that's all the control you need. So.
Cool.
Nice.
How about you, Megan?
I've been going through a backlog of stuff, so right now, like, I'm playing Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor on DS, which is a really cool game. If you liked The World Ends With You, you'll really like this game. Sort of the same concept, except instead of being stuck in Shibuya, you're actually stuck around the Yamanote line. And if you're familiar with Japan, it has all the main stops in Tokyo. So you get to go to a lot more cool places. And I'm not that far into it, but I guess the premise
on that train line when I was there that week.
Yeah, when I actually lived in Japan, like, that was just like...
That was actually where she literally lived. I literally was on the Yamanote.
That's the main circle one that
takes
you all the way through.
Yeah. So that game is really cool, and I'm also playing a little bit of Valkyrie Profile DS, but that is a little slow. It's a strategy RPG, so I'm not as crazy about that one. And what else am I playing? I think those are the only two things right now. I put down Ocarina of Time and haven't really picked it up since. I'm still at, like, the Fire Temple or something, so eventually I'll get around to that one. But yeah, that's my exciting life.
Alrighty, cool. And I played some more Fallout New Vegas. I like it better than Jess does, but I'm with you on I like the story in Fallout 3 a little way more. And I was trying to figure out why that was, and I think it's because your character has more definition in that game. Like you both,
they start you out better.
Yeah, like you know, you relate to people more. Like we're in New Vegas, you're just a
random there.
Person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You just show up. Yeah, which yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah, either. So, but I'm getting bored with it. Like, I was doing lots of side quests, and this happens to me in every big open world RPG. It's not just Fallout, so it happened to Mass Effect, happened to Dragon Age. I just reach a point where, like, okay, I'm ready to finish this now. No more side quests.
Yeah.
I'll just finish the story. So that's where I am right now on that, and I've also been playing Cooking Dash 3,
Whoa.
Thrills and Spills, which is the best Dash game, like Diner Dash, Wedding Dash, all those guys that has ever been released.
And you love those games.
I love those games. And so it means something when I tell you that this one is the best. Because I'm actually very skeptical of the newer ones because I like the older ones so much. But this one is, it's hard, which I love because they've gotten too easy for me. So Cooking Dash is basically Diner Dash with cooking on top of it. So imagine everything that you have to do in Diner Dash.
But
you have to cook
the food
too.
Oh, God.
And in this one, they've added added a drive-through window in addition to the tables.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it's super crazy. And for the first time, it has two full different difficulties for the entire game. So there's your regular difficulty and there's an expert difficulty. And the expert difficulty is really challenging, and I'm just giddy that I'm not beating these levels on my first try, which is typically what happens. So
awesome.
I love it. I highly suggest anybody, even if you haven't played a Dash game, well, you should because they're awesome. A lot of people snub their nose at them because they're casual.
I used to, too.
Yeah.
And then, actually, she doesn't work here anymore, but Amy Doe.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember her or not, but she got me turned on to Diner Dash, and literally and I just gave her epic amounts of crap for it. And then 2 seconds in, I'm like, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, so I really encourage you. Don't snub
and
your nose
so
at these
cheap.
Games. They're
yeah,
cheap.
They're really cheap.
$6.99 is all this game costs. Playfirst.com. Go buy it.
I also forgot to mention, I actually did finish Fable 3 also over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I do like it a lot. If you like Fable 2, you'll definitely like Fable 3.
I disagree.
But I thought that the
fight!
Woo! Well, maybe not, because I think my next statement might bridge this gap. The storyline in Fable 2 is so much more interesting. I mean, the fact that, and kind of darker, which made it cooler in my eyes. The fact that you got to, you were this like abandoned child and you were living on the streets and all this weird mystical stuff was happening to you.
Right.
And you had your only companion was your dog because your sister died and blah, 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 blah. Whereas in this one, you're like,
spoilers,
I get to be,
by the way.
Oh, yeah, spoilers. Good call. Oops. Dude, sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
A little bit late, but
you
all
get to be. Yeah. Well, for at least for two, which was
two years ago.
Three's out, so now I kind of consider, you know, you're whatever. But three, now here's major spoilers. Yeah. You know, you're prince or princess, and then, you know, you're just kind of doing the stereotypical, like, medieval mentality, you know, like, challenge of trying to take over power and run the, I had fun with it. I just thought that two was cooler. Quite literally. The dog was cooler in two. You actually felt like you had a connection because there was the whole storyline based on the dog.
Yeah, this one you're just there.
And it again, wasn't working very well either.
Dog, they could have improved his AI a little bit.
Oh,
mine got stuck
so
in a tree trunk.
Okay, mine wasn't that bad.
Wow. It was really funny. Like, his head was just coming out of the tree. It was really weird.
Wow.
But
wow.
But yeah, like, I think I've seen you mention before, like, it takes forever for them to figure out where the dig spot is.
I mean, I had already found the treasure and the dig spot before the dog even had gotten there. You know, I was running towards the treasure box or the treasure chest.
And then
the dog's like, oh, hey, by the way, that treasure chest you're opening right now,
it's
right
there.
Jerk. Yeah. I mean, there's things you can teach him, quote unquote, teach him, books and stuff that you pick up that allows you to upgrade all that stuff on him. But after a while, any game you play, you start looking, you kind of inherently know where the developers are going to hide things. And so you just start looking for it, and your eyes pick it up faster than the dog notifies you. And then I also thought that the interaction system was better in two. as far as choosing your emotions and interacting with other people around.
I just think it's annoying that you can't engage a large group of people anymore. Like, you have to, like, shake their hand or something. Or, like, you know, like, and you're just one-on-one now. You can't just, like, do things in front of a crowd, right?
I mean, so you can't do the dancing thing.
Right, you can't sit there and you and dance in front
of
people.
Well, you can grab...
I mean, though, if you I do guess nearby the, people will still
sorta. If you do
the loot hero,
if you do the loot hero, you start gathering a crowd. The better you do,
that's a job.
But that, and that's a job. So it's not like you're really interacting with them in the sense that you're having quote unquote emotions conversations with them. Right. You're just playing, and so they just start gathering around. And then there's one where if you are one on one with someone and you start doing a bunch of hero poses or like
people will crowd around
people
you.
Will start crowding around you again.
That's true. I guess that happened to
but you're not really there's no group interaction. I also noticed, and maybe this was just me, so two, you can do multiple sex partners. And one
you should be able to
I
do
only
that.
Was able to grab one person ever. Like, how did you grab?
I didn't. I didn't try. I have to say.
Maybe this is related to your difficulties in Mass Effect as well.
It all ties back.
No, they me. You
Wait, Jess, you didn't have people like in Fable 2. I was constantly bothered by people like trying to get it on with me. I'd like walk around town, they'd follow me and like bug me.
No.
You didn't have that in Fable 3.
I didn't have that in 3, and I actually had turned because major spoiler here too. I chose at one point to turn the orphanage into a whorehouse.
Oh, me too.
Oh. High five on that. And so then I was the achievement that you got for having multiple partners in 2, I assumed you'd get that achievement here as well in 3. So then I went to the whorehouse thinking, well, this will be easy. I don't even have to talk to you. I'm just buying you. So I went, but I could only get one dude. Now, keep in mind, this is after we had the war. And so was a limitation on the people left to bonk.
Right.
So I don't know if it was a situation where that there wasn't enough. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I went to one dude and I was like, okay, let me grab your hand and let's go to this bed over here. And then I tried to go to another dude.
And grab his hand.
And grab his hand. But I'd have to let go of the first dude's hand in order to grab the second dude's hand. And then I would, and one would follow, but then the other wouldn't follow. And then I had a couple glitches in 3 that were pretty astounding. One which would have. Had I not eventually figured it out, which took an hour, I think I mentioned this before, would have eventually forced me to start the game over after 20 hours of gameplay, which would have been
horrendous.
We could have watched you throw another hissy.
Yeah.
What happened?
She talked about it last week.
Oh. Yeah. Go back and listen to the previous episode to find out.
It was a pretty extreme glitch, though. But But in the end, I finished it. I thought it was fun. I enjoyed it. I just thought 2 was better.
I was really disappointed when I finished it. It didn't feel
epic.
It didn't feel as good as Fable 2 felt. Like, I had a lot of fun with Fable 2. It was a good story, but, like, at the same time, I felt like it didn't take itself too seriously. Whereas this one's like, oh, we're trying to be a legitimate game. I don't know.
Really? Like, I thought it was very, like, the ultimate Renfest.
Yeah, it was. And the combat, for some reason, I didn't like that either. Like, you have the same sword, the same gun, really, for the most of the time. And then the way they handled magic, I did not like. Like, you would now have gauntlets, like things that you wear instead of just having this ability. And you can't, you can weave spells together, which is cool, but then you're probably just going to keep using that same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Whereas before, Fable 2, you could chain them together. Right. Like, I wanted to do a fire ring or whatever, and then I'm going to, I don't know, spray ice on everybody. And you could, like, set it up so you have
counterproductive
attacks, which would be nice. And then they sort of took that away, and I was like, oh.
You know what else kind of bums me out, which has more to do with just RPG worlds in general, potentially, but specifically this one since it's the most recent, is that because I enjoyed 2 so much and I got so involved in the story and there was such a history behind what they were trying to bring to the table when you were playing, you never see that reflected in 3, with the exception of you can see at one point later on in the game, you see the tower in the distance out in the ocean.
Yeah,
but, you know, stuff like...
You were emotionally invested.
Stuff went down in 2. And so, you know, even just little details, like you're going through the cemetery and you find this great, wonderful shrine or homage to your previous character in 2, eventually because so many years have passed. Or you find little things here and there. And they kind of hinted it with the tower and the music box. Mm-hmm. But that didn't have to do with your character or the or anything. It had to do with just that particular world. And it was such, it was only two things. Mm-hmm. And this is supposedly, you know, this huge epic that you're supposed to be playing. I just wish that if you're gonna do a brand new game like that, but then still have it kind of based off of a series, just kind of give these little, like, homages and hints and little tweaks and Easter eggs for people that have really, because it just it just adds a richness to a game that you normally don't get. And I think, not to go on our typical BioWare blah blah blah, but they do a pretty decent job of it.
They did the one time, and I haven't played
the new Dragon Age yet, so I don't know. But but, you know, I mean, Fable was ripe for the picking to do something like that with. And even, and it just kind of, I was just, I didn't, you know, whatever. I mean, it's just like one person, like, fangirl's opinion thing. Whatevs. I mean, it doesn't make a bad game. It just, it's like, just that would have been so much cooler.
And also, when I finished Fable, I was done with it. Like, Fable 2, I kept going back and, like, wanted to replay it or do more with it. But once I'd finished, I was like, I don't care.
I went back a few times just to finish some main like, I desperately wanted to figure out Sunset House, and I hadn't figured it out by the time I ended it, so I went back. But, like, now that I'm done, I'm kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll play a couple DLCs, maybe just one or two, but that's probably it.
Yeah.
Depending on what they come out with. So,
there's one more thing I wanted to bring up, which was actually terribly discouraging for me, is that I've been playing Rock Band 3. Disclaimer. My husband was lead programmer on the Wii version of Rock Band 3. Whoa. But we aren't playing the Wii version. We're playing the Xbox 360 version.
Yeah.
Because my husband doesn't like the Wii.
Are you supposed to say this?
It's fine. It's fine. He's done working on it.
Okay, good.
But anyhow, I was doing the keyboard trainer, and I learned that my hands are not big enough.
Your fingers aren't long enough.
You can't,
I can't do an octave.
Really?
You're supposed to use your thumb and your pinky to play a whole octave.
I have really small hands too, and so I can't.
Mine
do like that.
Won't reach. I can't. And I was just, I'm like, well, there's nothing I can do about that.
Get a smaller keyboard.
I know, exactly. That's what my husband said. Well, maybe we'll just get a smaller MIDI keyboard and do the adapter thing. So, but anyhow,
if you don't have long enough fingers, because I used to play piano and that was always frustrating, because I, you know, my fingers aren't that long, so.
Mine aren't that long, but I could get an octave, like, the, and which is a pretty key thing in playing piano.
Yeah. Yes,
as one who took lessons for many, many, many years.
Yeah. I mean, I can get it, but I'm like pressing other keys at the same time. I can't do it without pressing other keys.
You should just buy finger extensions.
Yes.
Do they make them?
I don't know.
All
right. There you go.
For piano, please.
Okay. So, so that's what we're playing. So we're going to move on to our topic of the week, which is, of course, that the Supreme Court yesterday heard oral arguments on Schwarzenegger versus the EMA case, which was actually pretty cool. The full transcript is actually up on IGN if you want to read it. It's very amusing.
It is hard to read because they keep interrupting each other.
I know.
Yes, and that's why I find it amusing, actually.
I keep trying to interrupt both of you all. I will say that, I mean, it's not really a shocker or news flash, or shouldn't be, that Supreme Court justices are smart.
Yeah.
But they're really funny. Like, and they're really, like,
they're snarky.
They're really, it's like, I was like, okay, I'll look at this because I kind of feel like I should because I work in this industry. But then it was pretty entertaining.
It is.
And I was very encouraged by the fact that there's a healthy dose of skepticism. I thought they were thought they were going to be very welcoming, but they obviously are very key to the fact that there could be First Amendment issues.
It's a challenge
that are challenged.
People.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so that's up there. So if you want to read that on IGN, you can definitely do that, and I do recommend it. So we solicited some questions on our Facebook page about this, so that's how we're kind of going to frame this discussion. And one of the questions, which I think is a good introduction, is someone wanted to know how this law differentiates from the ESRB ratings specifically.
Oh, go ahead.
You can go ahead if you want to.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say that the ESRB ratings are, much like the movie MPAA ratings, are guidelines that are put out there that retailers have the option. It's like suggested guidelines. So retailers are suggested to follow it to enforce this when they're selling things, much like movie theaters. Like, it's suggested. Movie theaters don't actually have to enforce ratings. So like our movies, they could let 17-year-olds in over, but it's in their best interest too, because parents will get mad if they're like letting 11-year-olds into see R-rated movies. So almost everyone who does this stuff goes along with it. I mean, you might have individual clerks or people who but most companies, like, that's definitely within their interest to follow the policy. But what this law would do would be to make them criminally liable. So say you went through a Toys R Us and you were a 12-year-old and some clerk let you buy Grand Theft Auto, then that parent would be able to go in and actually, like, they would be criminally liable. Like, someone could go to jail or they could be fined or whatever.
Right. It's like if somebody was selling cigarettes to an underage person, same type of thing.
Right.
And another difference is that, actually, I don't think this got this part of the law didn't get appealed to the Supreme Court, which I thought it did, but they were trying to put an extra label on top of these games besides the ESRB
just
label, a huge
stupid
18 plus thing on it. So that's how it's different too.
Because M for mature was not clear.
Unless your parent is blind or cannot read, I just find that totally ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, most of the argument is that they are arguing, I'm not saying this is true, that kids are going into stores and buying these without the parents knowing about it.
The kid has $60.
Well, I'm sure that's...
Yeah, that came up in the argument.
Yeah. I mean, I guess a used game or whatever is cheaper, but...
Or a rental. But...
And I'm sure that some kids probably are doing that.
Yes.
But as a parent, I mean, there's a lot of stuff I did that my parents told me not to do that I did anyway. But when I got found out, I would get in trouble. Yeah. And that's just part of the risk and part of growing up and part of being a parent. And it's not the company's responsibility to...
Or the government's.
Or the government's.
You know, what's weird, though, is that 86% of adults agreed that it should be the parents' responsibility. But at the same time, and I don't understand this... Like, over 60% also thought the government should butt in. It was like, well, which is it?
I think that this is a lot of people not realizing the implications. I mean, because the implications out there are, if you start doing this for video games, then why not start doing it for books, for TV, for movies, for any form of entertainment, for music? Mm-hmm. I mean, all of that stuff. Like, why then shouldn't some of that stuff, like, be illegal? Why shouldn't be people held... I'm just not a big fan of censorship, period.
I'm not a fan of making it illegal. I totally support the concept of trying to make something out there so it educates the parent as to what their child's actually buying. But at that point, in my mind, it's the parent's responsibility.
You have been given tools, and if you choose not to use them, not our fault, you're an idiot.
You've got parental controls on the console. Mm-hmm. You have, you know, an ESRB rating that's blatantly obvious and very simplistic to understand. Mm-hmm. You have numerous sites that, I mean, what they play that sit there and talk about what you should and should not do. And don't give me this excuse that you don't know how to use a damn computer at this point. You know, at some point, you need to step up and take responsibility and not allow your child to play that 18 plus game and not allow them to buy a Happy Meal every friggin' day.
I have a question because I was reading through the transcript and I could have sworn they made mention of Portal 2, which A isn't out yet.
No,
Postal 2. Okay, I thought it said Portal 2 and I was there's no violence in the game.
Postal 2, which is a vile ancient PC game, which they made fully with the intention of being as obnoxious as possible. Like, that was the whole reason for the existence of Postal 2, the developer who makes it. Postal 2, the press event for Postal 2 before it came out, was shooting AK-47s out in the desert with Gary Coleman.
With Gary Coleman?
Okay, all of that sounded cool except for Gary Coleman.
Oh, he's dead now. Come on.
Yeah, cool. So...
What, too soon? Come on. It's not like he cares.
Anyway. Feelings anymore. And which had nothing to do with the game either, as far as I can remember.
Right.
The game was obnoxious.
Yeah, so another question that sort of relates to that one is someone wanted to know kind of who was going to be held liable, and that is retailers, and that specifically they were asking, well, couldn't everybody just go online? And that actually opens a whole other can of worms, because this would be a state thing, and so anybody who would be selling to someone in California would have to have some way to check ID.
So
Amazon, GameStop, I mean, online, everything.
This just sounds like a pain in the ass.
Yeah, exactly. Not to mention... Who's gonna decide? Like, it's not it's not the ESRB
that decides.
That was
the
thing. Like, who? Yeah. Who is?
So, you know,
and who's the committee on this.
We're kind of talking about this already, but there was a question that actually came in to email from Hanno. I think it's Hanno. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. He's from Germany, and he basically is like, "Well, what's the big deal? Like, isn't it a good thing that kids, you know, can't buy these games?" And I would agree. Yes. on the surface, it kind of sounds like, well, yeah, that makes sense. But there are so many more implications behind it.
Yeah, and it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. And it also, I think, could have a cooling effect on creativity.
And if I'm not, people are going to be, Germany already has that.
Yeah,
yeah. Germany has they can't serious
buy that there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the and they have to do modified versions of games a lot of the time for Germany.
I believe
no blood.
You can't show blood, in Germany. Yeah. So
and you know, I just I wouldn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
I mean literally I've got no other well-defined reason. I literally just wouldn't want that to happen. I mean, going to the Germans game convention the past few years, they have it all sectioned off. You know, it's
there's this weird preconceived notion that games are specifically only targeted at kids. Like, there doesn't seem to be any understanding that, you know, there are games for adults.
Oh, totally.
Well, and a lot of the problem with this regulation is that there's no criteria for, okay, which, because it isn't all mature games that they think I guess the law applies. What they want to do is that it would make like
obscene
games deviant violence or obscene violence, so which doesn't include all M games, but there's no set of criteria for okay, this is what makes a game that. So if developers don't have
criteria, it was just vague. And it's so like killing, maiming, or
right. Frustrating to me too is that every generation has had to go through some sort of argument along these lines. It was Elvis,
which comes
and
up
like,
in the transcript too.
Elvis and shooting his legs for the Ed Sullivan show because he was too those dangerous pelvic thrusts are gonna get all those girls on the other end of the TV pregnant. And then it was, you know, and that's just like rock and roll in general and things like, you know,
powerful jokes.
Yeah, even with movies and stuff.
Yeah, movies. Yeah. And just the whole, like, how many times do we have to go through this, people?
I know,
just educate yourself in what's available out there and why.
Here's what scares me. I'm like, oh, it's going to come out in like 30, 40 years from now that I'm going to be the old cranky person.
Yeah.
I
don't
want to
be that person.
I mean, I hope I don't. It just, it does alarm me because it's like, oh, what's going to be my, like, evil entertainment?
Yeah, but are you
that
going,
I don't understand.
But are you going to look at it as a parental, personal issue amongst your family? Or are you going to look at it as, like, law?
I totally think I would.
Like,
and
this
I hope
will
I
ruin
would.
The children of America.
Yeah. I don't think I will ever be that person. I just do get scared sometimes because you're like, okay, well, all the people who are, like, 30, 40 years older than me now don't get this
No, I mean, there's going to be a lot of things that I don't agree with if and when I ever decide to have kids. I mean, I just, you know, that's the point. I'm raising my kids, but I'm not going to sit there and tell somebody across the other side of the U.S. or whomever or the government, like, you can't do this because I have a personal problem. Like, who the hell am I to tell you that you shouldn't have this issue? Right.
And another point is that there's no proof that kids who play these games are actually any more violent than anybody else. Because the studies that have been done have been so narrow and have not taken into account other factors like violence the kids see on TV, domestic violence they might see at home, their financial situation, or other things that would just make them more, you know, susceptible to being violent in the first place. It's just looking at the games and
Well, and then there have also been studies done that have actually shown that, like, games, the shooting and stuff like that, and them improve hand-eye coordination and concentration. And so, like, I mean, for every, it's like with every
I'm thinking
study.
Of this three-year-old. We had the Halo launch event or something,
I do not want to hear this as a parent.
And Hillary and I were watching him. He went and picked up the Xbox controller. And we're like, oh, this is going to be cute. He's not going to know what he's doing. The damn kid is just, like, killing everything. And I was like, he's really good at this. This is crazy. And then we talked to the mom. She's like, yeah, he's been playing since he was one. He goes online and he kills a lot of people.
Nice.
You know, like,
I find this
kid
very
seems fine. But
no, I know. I find this
but,
very
like,
alarming.
He really
as a
is. He does
it's because
have
of
good hand-eye
like
coordination.
Yeah.
The
you know,
opposite
so plus, right?
The opposite side to that being, unless she makes it abundantly clear to this kid that this is a privilege and this is not real life. And the minute you start behaving incorrectly in a way that I feel is reflective upon what you're doing, I'm not saying she's right or that that's what I would
assume. I would assume she seems to be pretty involved if she was with the kid.
If she knows what Halo is,
what it is.
Can't wipe his ass by himself. Come on.
Although I gotta say,
that's a very valid point.
Look, I grew up with James Cameron films because my older siblings, I'd always sneak in and watch them because they would be watching them. I've seen everything, you know, every James Cameron film. I've even seen, you know, some, like, okay, RoboCop was a huge deal when it came out.
Right. Yeah.
I've never shot anyone or killed anyone or hurt anyone that I know of in my life. Thank you, Dan. That I know of. But I mean, that's just an example of a, you know, like my parents were always there, like, this is not real life. This is not acceptable behavior in real life. It's only in the movies. And as long as there's an attentive parent, and obviously.
Irony of ironies that you would mention RoboCop. Arnold? No.
No, 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 he's Terminator.
I always mix up Terminator and RoboCop in my head,
but
because it's both men of metal.
And I do think it's a bit ironic that, you know, the kids who voted him in as governor, and now he's kind of like, well, I don't like video game, you know, violent video
games.
You were in
no
Terminator.
Cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, someone asked the question, how does this make us feel about Arnold? Well,
maybe
I didn't like
he's
him
mad
to
because
with.
All the Terminator games suck.
Maybe
he's bitter.
I hate Arnold. I didn't want Arnold in the first place.
I never voted for him. The only movie of his I've ever liked was Terminator 2.
You didn't like Kindergarten Cop?
You didn't like Conan?
Oh my God.
Twins?
Twins.
Conan.
Why are you reminding me of these things?
That's my favorite line from him.
Conan is actually amazing.
Conan,
like,
was awesome. Red Sonja was awesome.
If you watch Conan with the commentary track.
Oh.
Commentary track. And the guy who wrote it, John Milius, is this guy. I only know this because I don't know why we had it in the office, but then we would watch it all the time. And he talks like this. And at the very beginning, when they have those, like, Rottweilers in armor, he was like, I put these in because I thought Rottweilers and armor would be cool.
Rottweilers and armor are cool. Yeah,
Commando. Commando is the one I was thinking of. Commando is an awesome movie, too. That's really, it's really over the top and violent.
So
but anyway.
That's how we feel about Arnold. And then
I liked young Arnold. I don't like old Arnold.
Oh, young Arnold was
old Arnold
dick.
Sucks. What?
Young Arnold was a total just...
Oh, I just meant from movie standpoint, not necessarily
person.
More like as a person, I don't want to meet him either way.
Yeah.
So
someone else wants to know, how do we feel about games like Postal 2 that seem to be just, you know, being the bad apple, basically?
This is
going to
be like the Taliban thing, like the Taliban being when they were putting that Medal of Honor. Like, I find its existence pretty abominable, but I don't think it should be outlawed.
Right. I agree. I personally find it a cheap way out, a cheap way to do things, and kind of like, oh, we're going to just create this buzz about ourselves by being like the craziest person we could be.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to, I don't ever want to see it outlawed.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm totally in the same
boat.
Just
something I'm going to choose to not partake in.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I will
other
vote
people,
with my
other
pocketbook.
People can do what they want. Like, I choose
nobody
to not enjoy them. Fallout New Vegas. Because
that's
it
really
is
feel.
My choice.
Okay, so.
And you don't have to respond or like it.
One of the other questions is, what do we think would be the best way to educate people about the ESRB ratings? And I just want to preface this and say, I honestly don't think there's a lot of education that needs doing, because the ESA does these surveys all the time, and it's something like 80 to 85% of parents know what the ratings are and understand them and use them.
And they're not rocket science.
They're,
they're
pretty
game
easy.
And it's right there. Like, it says T is 13 and over, and then it spells out
teen.
On the backside.
Yeah.
And then it spells out on the backside exactly what the potentially objectionable content is.
And I've actually witnessed this happen. I was at GameStop about a month and a half ago, and some 12-year-old wanted to pick up something like Halo or Assassin's Creed or something, and the guy actually said to the parent, do you know this game is you know, rated such and such, and it's really not for his age? And she's like, that's okay, I don't care. So there's a lot of parents who are like,
I've actually overheard, because back when I was working at what now would be GameStop, I actually would have people come in buying games for their kids because of the whole issue, and yet complaining to me that they had to get out of their car to do so. And I'm just like, rather than just allowing their kid to come in and pick it up,
they were ticked off that the parent had
to get off their fat ass and walk into the store to buy this game. And I'm kind of like,
you don't have to do that.
I'm like, listen, I get it. I mean, I wouldn't want to have to police my child for everything. That's, you know, but at the same time, this is what you asked for, people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is also you being responsible.
Kids are inconvenient.
Yeah. No kidding.
Trust
like that.
Me.
It's just, I just, you know, it's like you can't have your cake and eat it too. You gotta, right. you gotta either be about it and like supporting the fact that you want your child in your mind to be somewhat safer or however you want to explain it. Or if, you know, just let them do what they want. Keep an eye out for them. And then when you think it's gone too far, then say something then. But yeah. you can't have it both ways. You can either sit in your car or you got to get up and get into the store. Yeah.
I also think that the ESRB recently, I think they recently launched a television campaign too.
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
It was with football players.
Yes. What? Yes, you are correct. Which is probably
NFL
why none
players.
Of us have seen it.
Yeah. like,
yeah. I haven't seen these commercials.
Yeah. Okay. So I've got, we've got two funny questions that I want to end this topic on just to make it kind of funny. So do we think Jim Riley would make a good Supreme Court judge?
That is funny.
No.
Yeah, no.
No, Jim is, very set in his ways.
Jim doesn't have enough time. He has to go to the dentist to get those 14 cavities filled.
I thought it was
up at McDonald's on his way back.
Right.
He actually yelled at me today for going to McDonald's and not inviting him.
Yeah.
Not yell. Jim Riley never yells, no. but he did say.
He almost didn't go with Colin today, so he's just full of crap.
Oh.
He's just giving
he
you
just
a hard
yeah.
time.
I love how you
and
said
then
he almost didn't.
He almost didn't. He was arguing with Colin about why he didn't want to go today.
What was he going to eat then? Nothing?
Peanuts. I don't know. He has eaten just peanuts before. I'm not making
it doesn't
up.
Sound like you're saying peanuts.
Oh. Peanuts. There, I will enunciate a little bit better.
Okay. So another
George like Washington. In my headphone set, it does not sound like you're saying peanuts.
So okay. Another funny question. Who do we think would win in a fight between the Supreme Court justices? I think Scalia would take it.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Elena Kagan because she's the youngest one, and so I think she'd be able to
oh,
get in
well,
there.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a good point. So real
More
quickly,
agile.
Let's go around. So predictions. They gonna
oh,
uphold
as to what's
it, or
going
are they gonna? Yeah.
I don't think they're gonna uphold it.
Okay.
No, I'm a seven.
I don't think they're gonna uphold it.
They're not gonna uphold it.
I am with you all on that, except for I think it's not going to be an ideal situation. I think they're going to leave it open.
Oh, yeah.
Where if
this
somebody
the last
can comes up
right.
with a more narrower description or whatever,
yes.
then it's going to be
yeah.
okay. Because that's what they did in the Stevens case as well.
Essentially, I think it's
year.
Just buying us time.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So that's our Supreme Court discussion. And we're going to move on to normal questions. Normal is probably not the right word.
By the way,
questions not related.
Before we get into that, how come everyone dropped off on the fan art? Like everyone else is getting tons of fan art, and we're not getting any lately. What happened?
Yeah,
people are busy.
Makes me sad. Oh my gosh!
No,
yeah, there's a
not.
Paper Craig.
There's a paper Craig.
It's pretty
much
the time to do place that. That's actually really
Ian
awesome.
H. Morris, if you also listen to Girl Fight, that's awesome.
Yeah, it really
yeah.
is amazing.
Make that
yeah.
for Girl Fight too.
But not with Eat. Craig.
Yeah, but no. not with Craig. With one of us or all of us.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah, more fan art. Please.
Yeah, we don't need yeah. to see Craig's face on any more of this wall.
So fan art.
Craig is Kirby.
And emails and questions can be sent to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. I bumped a few questions to the top of the pile because they were timely. One of which is Tristan, who wants us to say happy birthday to his brother, whose birthday was on October 28th. So... belated a little bit, but happy birthday.
Happy birthday, brother.
Tristan's
Feliz
brother.
Oh, he didn't say his
name. And then Tristan's question is, he wants to know why we haven't talked about Halo Reach.
Oh, because I haven't played it either.
No.
I haven't played it yet either. I actually kind of considered it for a while because of that whole space fighting sim situation mm-hmm. that's going on there, but I just really just don't care about Halo that much.
No, I don't either.
I just yeah. don't.
I'll play it eventually, yeah. but it's not at the top.
But under duress.
That I have to play co-op because I just get bored with first-person shooters like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, but if there's somebody else with me, go
yeah,
through,
I'll probably
fine.
End up playing through the campaign with my husband like yeah. I did with Halo 3. Just haven't gotten to it yet because there are other games I want to play more.
Yeah, exactly.
Like all of them.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? No, Halo Reach is probably on par with Fable 3 in my mind because I didn't like Fable 2. So.
I would rather play Halo than Call of Duty, though.
Yeah, I think I'm with
I'm on the opposite. I would rather play Call of
Duty. Yeah, okay.
Well, at least Modern Warfare and Modern... Not Modern Warfare 2, just Modern
Apparently,
Warfare.
Apparently Microsoft isn't giving you enough money.
True. I actually liked Modern Warfare, which surprised me because I normally do not enjoy shooters of that nature.
Oh man, that opening scene, that one was brutal.
Yeah. So I moved this next one up to the top of the pile, too, because I wanted us to have a chance to comment on it before it happened. So this comes to us from David. David said he's been with his girlfriend for 2 years, and they've talked about marriage. The only thing holding them back at this time is their lack of money. He has a job, but she doesn't, and he doesn't quite make enough to support the both of them, and they're going to get married once they have, you know, once she has a steady job. And so the way that he is thinking about proposing to her is that she says she loves Little Big Planet. So his idea was to create a level for her, and then at the end of the level would have "Will You Marry Me" on it.
Oh, that's adorable. That is very sweet.
I think there's actually some videos out there of people doing that before.
So you can get some ideas.
Or you could download theirs.
Is he saying, though, he can't afford a big wedding, or he literally can't afford to like support them both? Because my parents got married for $25, and they've been married for 30-plus years.
Well, I think they can't afford the license.
I think they probably want to have a party.
Yeah.
Well, or that they can't afford to actually – it doesn't sound like they're living together. Support themselves as –
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I know it's completely possible to get married for a little bit of money, but lots of people like to have a big thing like I did. We spent – I'm not going to tell you how much we spent, but it was
there.
A lot. So
I will say, though, from the other side of the fence, as someone who we cut out everything that we could, and I do not regret it at all.
Yeah, I think if I go round two, I'm definitely not going to have a big one.
Yeah,
yeah, but I don't regret the big one at all either.
I completely did what I wanted to do. And I also know someone from grad school who got married, but then they had the wedding a year later, so they could really afford it. So they wanted to get married, but they didn't decide to have a huge sort of ceremony a year later. So
right,
just throwing out possibilities.
Alrighty.
Yeah, dude, I would have eloped if I hadn't had to. If I hadn't had my mom being like, "Yep, I don't care what you do, just invite me." And I'm like, "You can't turn down your mom."
Yeah, I could. I could turn down mine.
She already got to see one. My mom was awesome.
Well, I don't even think my mom would want to come to the second one. Kind of just call me and let me know when it's done. Kind of right there with you, mom.
My mom did not come to mine, but that's a story for another time.
Oh, dear.
So next question comes to us from Ross. Ross says, "It seems like we all love Alistair, but he wants to know what we think of the other Dragon Age companions."
Like Zevran?
Sten?
The dudes? Sten? All of them.
Any of them?
Any of them.
Any or all
I really liked Morgan.
I loved Morgan. Yeah.
I hated Morgan.
She's a sarcastic bitch and I love it.
Yeah, and she's hot.
She complains all the time about anything that you do.
But I think it's funny. I know. I was just gonna say that. I'm like, she's got the best voice ever, so it doesn't sound like she's really complaining.
Yeah,
anymore.
The voice is the same voice actress, Claudia Black.
Yeah,
who does the voice in Uncharted
2.
Yeah.
Damn it, what's her name?
Uncharted 2.
In Uncharted 2.
In Uncharted 2.
Chloe?
Is that correct?
Chloe?
I haven't played it.
I can't
No,
even,
she
I can't
didn't do Chloe. She did whoever the other chick was.
Okay, she's one of them, yeah. But no. Claudia Black is one of my favorite voice actresses.
Was Chloe the brunette?
Yes.
Okay, she did Chloe then.
Okay.
Not the blonde. What's the blonde?
I'm blanking on her name too. Okay. E. It starts with an E.
Elena?
Elena, yes, thank God. Go. Okay. What's wrong with my brain? Why can't I think of these?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. As far as other, like, male companions, I didn't find any of the other male companions as interesting.
I did sleep with Zevran as a dude because I could and I would get an achievement for it.
Yeah. The things I we will do for him. Achievements. Yeah.
I might be the only one.
That
but
is
actually,
a true definition of an achievement.
I actually liked Sten. I thought Sten.
I never used Sten.
I liked Sten, but I wasn't attracted to Sten. But I did enjoy his banter. His dry banter.
I never had him in my parties.
I didn't either. Like the first time I talked to him, he's like,
he seems so ungrateful.
Putting you down because you're a woman, and I'm like, screw you. You can sit in camp then.
Yeah. See, I thought that was a challenge.
You can tend the fire.
Yeah. I was kind of mad because I don't think you can have a relationship with Sten, and so I was kind of mad about that because I thought of it as a challenge, and then I realized you couldn't romance him.
Sten, are you barefoot?
Yeah.
I didn't like
him. Sten, are you cooking me dinner yet?
All right, so. Next question comes to us from Philip. Philip wants to know how we feel about like retailer exclusives. For example, GameStop had the exclusive Assassin's Creed Brotherhood beta. Pre-orders and beta keys and all that kind of stuff.
Our New Vegas issue with this exclusive, remember? You're like, what did you get?
Oh,
I'm like, Raider armor and some random...
You know what? I don't know if it was exclusive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I looked at it again and I was looking at the wrong card laying on our coffee table because everybody has a download code in their game now. But it didn't have the Best Buy logo.
I got
Jess got a piece of crap. in Fallout New Vegas, and my downloadable stuff was halfway decent.
You just got Raider armor?
I got Raider armor,
which is something so easy.
And like, what were the other? What do you call those?
The throwing spears.
Yeah, throwing spears.
God,
yeah. I'm like, throwing spears? Are you serious right
like
now?
Like a javelin or something?
Yeah, like a javelin.
Wait, so what did you
I'm like, this is the stupidest.
Did you get any
ever?
Doctor's bags or stim packs? Or
I
anything?
Got I. No.
What?
No.
Yeah, so halfway. It was the mercenary pack. So I got like lightweight metal armor, a grenade rifle, three stim packs, and two doctor's bags.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's total BS.
That's good.
Yeah.
I have to say most games I don't think I would get. The only game that I think I would feel somewhat swayed by a pre-order bonus sort of thing if it seemed cool enough was for WoW.
Yeah. I agree with that. I also really I pick and choose. Like, I won't buy a game for I won't go out of my way for it exclusives unless it's something awesome, like
right.
the which obviously I failed with New Vegas, but the Dragon Age 2
pre-order.
Yeah, but for like the Mass Effect, you got the dragon armor.
Oh, the blood armor.
Oh, yeah. The blood armor. Yeah, blood armor in Mass Effect to me was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of on both of them. I wish that retailers didn't have exclusives. I understand the business reason of why
right.
they do that.
Yeah.
The ones that are starting to get a little troubling, though, is when Amazon has a different exclusive from Best Buy, who has a different exclusive
yeah.
from GameStop.
Yeah,
yeah.
Really
you're
weird.
Like, which one's better? I don't.
Yeah.
Really, I don't know.
Yeah. Or like, or, I mean, the biggest example right now, and they're not going to be exclusive forever, so it's okay. But like, each one had like different songs that you could get for Rock Band 3.
Oh.
So, oh, that's annoying.
Yeah. That was kind of annoying.
It's confusing to a buyer, especially when that's not super informed. So they're like, they don't know.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm just going to go get this off Amazon like I always do. Oh, I really would have liked that song that they have on GameStop.
Right.
Damn.
And
yeah.
I think packaging in beta access to another game is a cheap way to try and buy fans of another game.
Yeah.
Demos, you mean?
Things of that nature?
Or
you
demos
can get
or
beta.
Beta access.
Oh, beta,
like,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How is it that you got the Halo Reach beta?
It was from Halo 3 ODST, I think.
Oh, okay. So at least it was the same
Halo.
Series.
Yeah, it was the same franchise.
I want to say that EA has done that, like, across franchises, but I may be totally talking out of my ass right now.
No, the only one I remember was...
It looks like you're talking right out of your face.
What was it? Was it the first Crackdown had... What was it? The Halo 3 beta access?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right. That's maybe what I was thinking
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, we know there's so many Halo fanboys and stuff who will want to buy this and get access, so that we'll sell that many more copies of Crackdown. It
yeah.
just seems
yeah.
a little cheap.
But
yeah.
I mean, a lot of things do that.
No,
mindset.
I know.
Like, you know, I yeah. mean, I buy Prada perfume and all of a sudden I've got like 20 samples from that company.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what? Right. I'm not going to know.
Yeah.
Okay. We got time for one more. This question comes to us from Joshua. Joshua wants to know if we have ever played a game that our colleagues loved and held in really high regard, but we couldn't agree less with them. Yes.
Yes.
Alan Wake.
Alan Wake, agree. Oh, well.
God.
Yeah. I actually agree with that as well.
I don't understand. Like, reading some of the things that the guys have written about it, like, I feel
yeah.
like we're playing two different games. I'm just like,
I feel what? I feel like we're that way, though, with a lot of our. I feel like most of the guys we work with, and I love them all, they're nice people. Like, they tend to be much more like either, rah, this is the best game ever, or this game sucks. And there's a lot
of
shades
yeah.
of nuance.
Yeah. Our guys are fanboys.
Yeah, I would not agree GTA 4 was a 10.
I
would not agree
either,
but
I could see how somebody might
right.
like it
at
that
the time.
Much.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
like it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the same. I'm in the same boat with a Halo, too, with
yeah.
so many people
yeah,
that
Halo,
love Halo.
Yeah, everybody loves Halo. We're just sort of
Call of Duty.
Tepid on it.
Yeah.
I started.
Nah. I'm on Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
The first
oh,
one,
yeah.
a lot of people
yeah.
didn't like. Second one, everybody seemed to love the second one. I still hated it. So
I agree with that as well.
I can't do it.
Also, when Mega mentioned like GTA getting a 10, we started handing out 10s pretty rapidly right around that time.
Mm-hmm.
We gave it to GTA. We also gave it to who
Metal
else?
Metal Gear Solid 4.
Wasn't there mm-hmm. another one? A third one,
there
too? And now keep in mind, too, for people that maybe are mm-hmm. unfamiliar with IGN. That
well,
was
me because I was
that
working here then.
That is unheard of. We never gave out 10s. You really have
even
to.
Even today, you have to fight a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, but all of a sudden.
Like 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
I just thought it was
a
little
one,
questionable.
Was it Super Mario Galaxy?
Well, Super Mario Galaxy 2 out of 10, but that was this year.
Was it Okami?
Maybe it was just 2.
Sorry, I'm just going through my mind.
But still, two 10s in such a short amount of time.
I think that was what was surprising.
And our whole office was up in arms for a little bit about it. I recall, which deservedly so, because we do not normally hand out 10s.
And that was back when they had a 100-point scale, too. So it's
there was a lot more to choose
nuance.
From.
Yeah.
Yep.
You could do a 9-9.
Mm-hmm.
God, that would be annoying as hell.
Developers hate that. Developers hate that.
Mirabella, Jade Empire was a
0.9 anything. They hate
7.9
is what trans
7.9.
Is that Mario Kart? Or something?
Yeah, I think it was Mario.
Yeah,
Mario something.
Yeah. That is a dumb score.
And he will live with that score for the rest of his life.
He has been branded.
7.9.
If this was the Wild West, he would have been like cattle prodded with a 7.9 on his ass cheek.
That would be actually pretty funny. We should get him a tattoo like that.
We should. Somebody should do fan art of that, actually.
Yeah.
Do you know what you just asked for?
Yes.
Oh, God, please, somebody do it. Oh, they should make Fran Goat, but have the 7.9
as the brand.
Oh.
That would be great. We've already given you the idea, Jessica.
Well, this podcast,
somebody just needs to execute it.
This podcast just became incredibly awesome.
Ending on a good note.
Oh, man.
Very good note.
All right. On that note, we are going to wrap things up. Thanks so much for listening. If you have questions, comments, or feedback, you can send those to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com.
Fan art,
yes, if you have it, even if
please.
Not about Fran.
No, but please do the Fran one, please.
Jess is begging, so, you know, somebody
I'm
going
to turn it into a poster.
And we should all be standing off to the side laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, and you should have a gun in your hand because he's technically a goat. Oh, no, a hammer.
Hammer.
Christine should have a hammer sneaking up on Fran.
Okay, there's some more suggestions.
I think we got to do this ourselves.
I have no artistic talent.
Yeah, you don't need that, Ryan.
You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/IGNGirlFight. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/IGNGirlFight. And you can follow each of us individually on myign.com. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back with you next week.
Bye-bye.